Snack break. Welcome to Snack Break with Dan and Tate, the show that's recorded in my car somewhere amidst the parking lots of corporate America. Tate, what's up?
Not much. I'm feeling energetic and really mellow at the same time.
I'm a veritable tempest of emotions right now. Let me tell you.
You're obviously hustle meter. Your hustle meter is on.
I think so. But I'm also like feeling very disenfranchised with my job type job today.
Your job type job?
My job job, which is, you know, the job I do here at McDonald's.
That's an easy thing to be disenfranchised.
I'm sorry. Subway Donald's.
Sub Donald's.
Yeah. And then I listened to Gary Vee. He did his first kind of piece of content on the, dude, the rumbling's back.
What is it?
We got to figure out what this is.
I mean, it's the construction for sure.
Wow, it's crazy that it rumbles all the way over here. That's nuts. I'd move the car, but like I don't want to lose our spot, you know?
That's fine. How bad was rumbling on that one?
It stopped. It comes and goes.
Okay.
It was pretty bad, but I don't think maybe if I don't brace here, see what I'm saying? Maybe the vibration's coming up through the hand.
Yeah.
So let me do one of these today.
And your body will absorb it.
Maybe. We'll see. Anyway, so Gary Vee did his first piece of content on, like, Twitch, and he did an interview with Professor Broman, who's a, you know, mid-sized streamer, and some people called in, but he was, like, very adamant that he wasn't going to give any advice on this episode because he's just, like, been taste testing, and now he's, like, decided to go all in. So now he's starting the process of, like, learning everything there is to learn, and he's building a studio adjacent to his office to, like, you know, when, like, Kevin Durant rolls in to do an Ask Gary Vee. You know, he's going to go in there and play Sega Genesis with him or whatever.
It's for gaming. It's still for gaming.
For gaming. For Twitch, yeah.
Well, Twitch is not all exclusively
gaming.
Oh,
no, true. So, no, because he made it. He was like, I'm going to stream on Twitch 24/7. This feedback's amazing. Like, he was cool with it. But, like, it was also kind of cringy because he didn't understand anything about gaming culture or, like Twitch culture. And so I'm very curious to see if he's successful or not. Because part of me feels like the Twitch community is going to reject him. Because they're going to be like, you don't belong.
Can he play? Because if I stream...
No, I mean, he hasn't played video games in forever.
If I stream Twitch, if I stream my video game playing, people would just make fun of me the whole time. Which maybe that's actually... There's actually a portion of Twitch that's dedicated to that.
Sure. You could be successful as a really bad gamer, I think. It'd be tough, though. I'm going to be honest. Like, to me, it's like you either have to be... You'd either have to have, like, the greatest personality ever.
Okay.
In the world.
Which I don't have.
Or you can be really good at gaming and have no personality.
Also, now, like, not me.
Like, ideally, you have both, which is rare. It's very rare to have, like, a super likable, super affluent, like, super, affluent's the wrong word, super, like, agreeable, infectious. Agreeable! Like, infectious attitude and be amazing at games. That's tough.
Okay.
But that's I don't think you can do, like, I don't think I know of any streamer that I can think of off the top of my head who's just absolutely terrible at gaming, but really funny and fun to watch. I feel like that's more of a YouTube niche.
That's true.
I don't think you see, like, because it's going to be tough for somebody to sit there. I feel like you'd just be triggered the whole time watching them play.
I'm so confused why he would start a video game thing. Like, what kind of content is he wanting to put out there, especially to monetize? Because he's all about putting out practical content.
Literally just him playing, like, old school gaming consoles with people that drop by his office. That's what he spoke about. Now, I don't know where it's going to iterate from there, but I think he's just doing it to learn about it.
Okay.
So that he can better advise people and he can get into the Twitch game.
That makes sense.
That's kind of what the thing he put off. But I felt good. Like, I'm so, like, emotion one, I'm very excited and happy because everything he said to do and all the, like, early round advice he gave and all the advice Professor Broman gave, I'm literally checking every single box. So I'm like, sweet. So I'm doing it, quote unquote, right. You know, according to the experts.
Yeah, 420 max, 420p max.
420p max, never talk to your chat.
Yeah.
You know, that stream, 45, no longer than 45 minutes at a time.
Empty string cheese cans littered. maybe a big long string cheese coming down your neck.
Sure.
That you missed.
No, it was things like sorry, I'm blanking. It was like stuff like post your content make clips of your content, post it everywhere, okay. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, stuff like that. I'm doing that one. It was like, be genuine, be yourself.
Uh-huh.
Don't try to play a character. Don't be fake, because it's going to get exhausting over time, well, and you'll get burnout.
People
can
just tell. People just like, know.
Whenever somebody pops up in chat, they're your best friend. Talk to them, interact with them, like build a community. Just like, I mean, to me, it was very like common sense. Like, well, duh, like on all that stuff. It's yeah. like, but I've tuned into some smaller streamers and have them like not really reading their chat, or they'll just be like, oh, hey, what's up, John1234, hey. And that's it. And that's the last they look at it. And then they just go back to playing the game. And I'm like, that's weird that they haven't put two and two together. That, like, this is more about community building right. and interaction right. and cult of personality than it is about your game. Unless, again, pro gamers get a pass on that one. Pro gamer can sit there, no webcam, never talk ever,
well,
and people are going
to
watch them.
Of people watching and chatting, so it's impossible to keep up with that many chats.
Well, I don't mean, like, pro in terms of, like, you're ninja and you're huge. I mean, like, you are on an esports team.
Got
like,
it.
I've
it.
Seen, like, I've watched, like, Overwatch streamers, for example, who, like, only have, there's only 100 people watching. They're not big. They're a small streamer.
Mm-hmm.
But they are, literally, by definition, a professional gamer.
So they're but showing their practice.
Basically, they're just, yeah, they're just doing scrims and they're streaming it.
Okay.
And so they're not talking to the chat. They're not interacting. But nobody cares because they're watching the best Zen player there
sure,
is.
Sure.
You know? Outside of that, you know, you got to do these things. But that's what Broman talked about. He said, like, if you don't absolutely love it, if you don't literally start thinking about your next stream the second you stop your previous stream, like, he's like, just get out.
Hmm.
Just close up shop. You're done. Because it's, like, the amount of grueling, like, work you're going to have to do over the course of the first, you know, 12 to 24 months of doing it in order to get, like, at all, you know, the ball rolling. It's like, if you don't love it, just go away. Get out. So happy.
Well, okay, so
oh,
I kind of disagree with that, because that statement is made about insert whatever mm-hmm. platform or mm-hmm. insert whatever job.
Sure.
Okay. And I started off my
or hobby
job,
or anything.
Or hobby. I started off my job loving it, like lived and breathed it. Couldn't wait to the next time that I could have. Like, I would literally code or research or learn something until 4 a.m. in the morning, and then would be like, okay, my body's shutting down. I gotta do something about that. And I can't wait till I get to do this again. Like, that was living and breathing it. And now I'm sitting there being like, oh my gosh, like, I want to be doing that. I want to be living and breathing it, but I just haven't. So there is a roller coaster of, let's say, enthusiasm, passion, drive,
right.
per subject. So,
but he's talking about, or let me push back on that, because he's talking about, like, early round, though. He's talking about, like,
okay.
getting into it, because you're already, like, by definition, you're already into it, and you're already, quote-unquote, successful. I mean, look, you're not like,
I'm
you know,
stable.
You're not Bezos over here, but you're
sure.
like, you are a professional coder.
Okay.
Your profession is coding and you are being paid for it. So like
sure.
this to me would be
sure.
a Twitch streamer who's already been in it for 12 to 20, okay. 24 months and they've got a reasonable size audience. And then now you're in the grind
yeah,
phase.
But I've heard
he's
that
talking about like new guy. I'm going to try this Twitch thing. It
okay.
looks hot. And like right off the bat, they're kind of lukewarm on it. What he's saying is like, don't bother because you're not going to make it.
But. Like, to that guy who maybe not all in, yeah, if he says, oh, I want to be famous and I want to monetize this thing and I want this to be my career, yes, the advice should be, if you're not all in, don't do it. But if you're like, I don't know if I want this to be my career, I'm going to find out. The
but,
only way to find
right.
out is to try it.
Okay, but should be like, I'm not sure what I want to do with this, but I sure am having fun at it. That's different than...
Yeah, keep trying.
Yeah, that's different than I think what Broman's talking about,
okay.
which is like, I think more along
okay.
the lines of like...
Business.
Well,
it's
yeah,
business.
It's a business. This
Got
isn't
it.
Really for me, but I bet I can fake my way through the system and get viewers.
Well, I've heard that same advice be spilled outside of the business realm.
No, that was an important clarification.
Okay.
I think you're right. But anyway, so...
Some people they encourage people to stop, and you're like, well, okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think they just want... I think that comes from a good place, though. They just want people who are
That's
as passionate
true.
About it as
That's
they
true.
Are.
And they want people to succeed, and they want what's good for people.
Yeah, definitely.
They want people to achieve their goals.
So that was the happy. But then also, I'm have a lot of anxiety this morning because I did listen to that. And I'm like, oh, snap, dude, this thing's getting real. Like, Gary Vee's throwing all in on this thing. You know, like, Twitch now has a higher concurrent viewership than CNN.
Well,
that
and,
just came
and
out.
By the nature of Gary Vee saying, I'm going to start streaming.
There are going to be so many other people that are going to do it.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, dang, I just started. Now I feel like... protective. I gotta keep, you know, I gotta protect my piece of the pie over here. But I'm also trying to fight that because I know that that's just in my head.
Yes.
Like, the reality is, like Gary always says, 99% of people aren't gonna do this stuff that he says. 99% of people might make an account and jump on there and do 3 streams and then never, then disappear. So it's not, there's no actual real threats to me as a small streamer necessarily, other than maybe somebody getting super motivated that's like way more entertaining and way better at games than me and taking some viewership or market share. But like at the end of the day, like I don't think it's something that's worth being like anxious over, but just to be like a transparent and authentic human being, just like that, I did vibe that. I was like, oh no, not more. I don't know. Go away. No more people. It's already like so, you know, competitive here.
Like oh no, Twitch is lame. You don't do
it's bad.
It's stupid. Oh gosh, it's a toxic community.
But the reality is that, like, it that's wrong for multiple reasons, and one of the big ones is because the more people that succeed, the more people that succeed.
Yeah.
If you have good community and you have good networking and you make friends and you're not a douche, like, the more people who gain viewership and then want to pay that back to small streamers to go, hey, I made it. I was a small streamer. Let me bless this guy with a host. Let me raid this guy. Like, so it's ultimately like more growth is better for everyone that's honestly in the game to do it and like is actually like pursuing the goal and putting themselves out there and like being consistent. So
true.
So there's no reason to feel that, but that I was feeling that. So you got the happiness, you got the anxiety, and then like today is just an absolute like just it's one of those days, man, like at the work desk where it's just like, what is life? You give a cigarette to a baby.
Oh my God.
There is no point. Like, so it's a very nihilistic day, work-life balance-wise. But then it's like a super hype day. I can't wait for my stream tonight. I got a big host on my last stream. I mean, I say big. It was big to me. It was like 20 viewers.
That's big.
So I got almost to 30 for the first time ever. And so got a host from a lovely gentleman named Mick Grumpyface UK. Big shout out. Hi, horse. Had a bunch of people watching the stream. Got a bunch of follows and a couple subs and stuff. It was real cool. Like, it was a chill vibe.
Wait, hold on. You got subs? You make what? Subs.
What do you mean?
How'd you get subs?
What are you talking about?
You make sub sandwiches every day.
Shut
up. You don't need to be given subs.
That's how life works, Tate. The more money you have, the more free stuff people give you. I've never understood that.
Okay.
Rich people pay for less things than I do.
That's true.
It's true, that's man.
True. Jordan Peterson has a thing about that. He did an interview when he was talking with Russell Brand. You know that guy?
Mm-hmm.
So Russell Brand, Jordan Peterson was like, let me just do like a quick guesswork of your life. Like, the rich get exponentially richer, or let's say exponentially more successful. And he was like, is that true that when you started getting like a gig and you got 2 gigs, now you have so many opportunities you don't even know what to say? You have to say no to most of the opportunities that present themselves in front of you. It's also true for when you tank, because when you tank, which Russell Brand was like, oh yeah, me too, like you start getting a little overwhelmed, you get a little stressed, you turn to maybe a substance like alcohol, then you stop showing up for work, and like the tank is also exponential. So both the rise and the fall could be very speedy, was the point.
That's an interesting perspective, and so, probably true.
Yeah. Which is super true, especially when a lot of eyes are watching too.
Yeah, I think it's important to protect yourself against that just as a normal person in the workforce though too, because you could have like an ascendancy to where you like join a position and you get promoted a couple times, like, you know, quickly, and you got some managers that believe in you, and then circumstances change and they change your managers up. So I'm like, I'm in protection mode where I'm like, I realize that the fall can happen quick too. So now I'm like in full on, like, ignore everything, head down, do the work mode. Like, I'm not out there trying to network. I'm not, like, running my mouth about stuff that we should improve. I'm just, like, doing my job and keeping my head down. And I know that there's that bright light at the end of the tunnel every day that I get to go home and I get to, like, hustle on my streaming and on my podcasting. And that, like, thank God for the internet and thank God for technology.
Sorry.
Because I would be, like, I am so sad. I'm so happy. Let me make it a positive statement instead of a negative one. I'm so happy that I live in 2018 and that I was born when I was born, because if this was 1973, like, this would just be my reality. And I would have to find a way to grind at this, what I'm doing now day to day. And I'd have to find a way to, like, either make a move or schmooze to that manager somehow, like find out what they like. It would be this whole like freaking political social game I'd have to play. And I'm so thankful now with technology, like I don't have to play that game. I can just be like, you know what? I'm just going to keep my head down. I'm going to do my job. I'm going to do it well. And then I'm going to like hustle on the side in the evenings on the interwebs.
I've been kind of like torn between, do I need to, this is going to sound like super lazy, so whatever. There's a caveat if my managers are listening. They're not.
Are they going to listen?
No, they're not. But like, I'm tempted to do like the bare minimum to sustain like a good, like good job, good work ethic at my job. And then like start picking up my like freelance coding stuff that I used to do, because it seems so nostalgic to me and I really want to do that and grow my skills, because my skills at work are vastly declining. Or there's the other side. I can either work my butt off at work and like hope to get, you know, climb that ladder, right, so to speak, or whatever.
Right.
But I can't decide which one would be either A, more valuable, or B, more fulfilling. And I don't know the answer. And then the third option in my head is like, I wonder if it's possible to bust my butt at work for just 8 hours and then bust my butt more after.
I think so. I don't know, like, okay, I'm just be super transparent. I don't know that I have ever put, I want to be careful with this. Now you got me all paranoid. Hopefully any honest person can resonate with this. I don't know that I've ever put like 100% of my effort into the day job. I don't know if I could say that. Maybe when I first started a couple times, but I'd say I'm like consistently at like a 75 to 85. Mm-hmm. I try real hard. I try to like, it's bad, it's comparative, but like I try to try harder than I see the people around me trying. Mm-hmm. But I also like am also cognizant of the fact that I do want to save some energy for the streams and for my other stuff that I do, because it is also my passion and something that I get super fired up for. And frankly, just like where I'm at in this particular company right now, I'm not like super ultimate fired up to come to work and to do the work. I'm thankful for the position. I'm like very glad that I'm fairly compensated for what I do, and I would never like, and I know, and now I realize now, because we brought in the paranoia of like, you know, potentially like somebody from work hearing the podcast, it seems like we're like I'm just saying this, but I promise I'm not. I'm still being 100% like genuine here. Like, I'm very thankful for my job here. I'm very thankful that I can earn money and take home for my family, but at the same time, like, I'm not being given an opportunity here that's something that I'm like super ultra passionate about, right? So, you know,
yeah.
It's like I can only put so much of my like mental and physical energy into it without feeling like I'm like some of that is being jettisoned, you know, into space off the ship.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel similar.
I feel like you just got to like make that decision either way and stick with it. Like,
Snack Break has been helping with that decision.
Yeah, you just need to
Snack Break.
If you don't feel like you can like hustle 100% at what you're doing, you need to find something to hustle 100% at, I think.
Yeah.
Or like to make it more of emotional language, if what you're doing you don't absolutely love, then find something you absolutely love and do it. But also, like, you know, you do want to try, you do want to be a conscientious person. Like, that is a tough topic to talk about. Like, you don't want to like mail it in at your job and like make your team worse and like hurt the people around you. So like, it's tough.
Yeah.
But like I said, you know, we are comparative beings, and so to me, and this is flawed reasoning, but like at the same time kind of works, is like if I look around and I see like I'm working harder than these handful of people that I see like literally just like on Amazon, like buying steak knives while they're like, you know, like, so I'm like, okay, I'm probably good. It's probably just insecurity that's making me feel like I'm in the red zone, or I'm in trouble, or like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that that's a very human thing to be like, you're always, you hear like, hey, I heard somebody's getting possibly terminated today. And you're like, oh God, it's me. Oh no. My time has come. Goodbye, everyone. And then it's like, you have like a one-on-one with your manager and they're like, you're doing great. We're happy with everything. We're really happy to have you on the team. And you're like, why did I think I was going to get fired 15 minutes ago?
Spotlight effect, for sure.
Spotlight effect. Yeah, totally. So no, I think you're right. I think that was interesting. We'll probably keep it. If you're listening to this right now,
it
you overcame my paranoia. Congratulations.
Woo!
Yeah!
Snake break.
If not, you're never hearing it.
Is it S-N-A-K-E-B-R-A-K-E? Like you're breaking forward the snakes?
Yep.
Snake break.
That's it.
Watch out while you're on the road out there, folks. There's snakes everywhere. Break for those snakes.
And that's really the message we're trying to get out there. Okay, we went way over our time. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening. Hit us up, anchor.fm, snack break with Dan and Tate.